Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. Okay, so the topic for today, what's an ENS domain? Maybe you've wondered that. And should you get one? When you found this podcast, your computer, your phone probably interacted with others to find this content. To do so, it used a domain name, cultofmoney.com, or maybe you used one of your apps or whatever it is. But as you've likely noticed, there are many more websites than just .com. You can register .edu, .org, .net, .info, .biz, .gov. You can't use .gov, never mind. But it goes on and on, and those are known as top-level domains, TLDs. If you're currently into cryptocurrency, you may want a crypto-specific version ending in .eth. ENS is short for Ethereum Name Service. It's a registry of website domains that lives on the Ethereum blockchain network. So let's dive in, put the magnifying glass on ENS domains, how they work, and if you should get one, and when you do, how to put one to good use. First of all, what is an ENS domain? We've touched on it a little bit, but a traditional web domain is like a website's street address. When you type a valid website address in any browser, your computer quickly looks up the domain name and finds the corresponding IP address, which points to the server where the website is hosted. ENS and other crypto-related domain projects are evolving technologies that enable new top-level domains like .eth, .crypto, and others, and connections to cryptocurrency apps and wallets. ENS domains are a form of non-fungible token, or NFT. So, for example, using a traditional .com domain name, you might build a personal or business website. With ENS domain names, you can buy a domain name that points to your cryptocurrency wallet or app account. If someone wants to send you Ether, you could simply give them your ENS domain name, like your name.eth, rather than a long and complex public wallet address. And here's a quick tip. You can import many traditional domain names into ENS, including .com domains. So if you already have one, you can just make it a .eth domain name or .crypto, whatever you want. Now let's take a look at how ENS domains work. Like traditional domain name service, DNS domains, there's a registry of ENS domains ending in the extension .eth. If you're wanting to head off anyone else with my name, I bought a .eth domain myself. We will look at that to understand how ENS domains work. Okay. So ENS domains are held through a smart contract on the Ethereum blockchain. To buy an ENS domain, you need an existing cryptocurrency wallet that works with a web browser extension, like MetaMask, Coinbase wallet, or the wallet built into the Brave browser. I used MetaMask. You'll also need Ether in the wallet to pay for the domain and gas fees. You can search for available apps without connecting your wallet. Once you find one you want, you can click the button on the ENS website to connect your wallet, which allows the app to view and interact with your wallet and its content. Never connect with an app you don't trust. After you've connected, buying the wallet is similar to paying for an item on Amazon or any other online store, but you're paying with Ethereum instead of dollars. Because your domain is registered on the blockchain and you're paying with Ether, you'll also have to pay gas. For my domain purchase, gas cost was about $200. That was a lot more than the registration fee. Your purchase is then sent to the Ethereum network, where a miner records the transaction indicating that your wallet owns the address through the ENS smart contract. And congratulations, you're a .eth domain owner. Now that you own the domain, you can connect your wallet to the ENS app to manage your domain. Pretty cool. By default, anyone can enter your domain to get your linked Ethereum wallet address. Helpful for receiving payments, by the way. A lot of people will actually want to add additional cryptocurrency wallet addresses that they may want to use to receive payments as well. ENS also supports text records like an email address, Reddit or Discord username, as well as plain text. Anything you add here is public on the blockchain forever, so you might not want to add your personal email address, by the way. Because it updates the blockchain, any edits do require gas fees. Now let's move on to whether or not you should get an ENS domain. If you type yourname.eth into a regular browser like Chrome, for example, you'll probably encounter an error. That's because .eth domains are not part of the main DNS directory and are not supported by most browsers by default. Opera and Brave support .eth by default, but most popular browsers require a plugin that enables ENS support. You can check if your browser supports ENS by heading to Ethereum founder Vitalik Buterin's website at cultofmoney.com. Right in the middle of this article, you can see that link. For most people today, ENS domains are more of a vanity purchase than anything useful. If you're into cryptocurrency and believe Ethereum will remain a lasting part of the digital economy, you may find an ENS domain to be worthwhile. I don't get a whole lot of payments with Ethereum regularly anyway, so I really don't find myself sharing my ENS domain yet. But that doesn't mean it won't be useful as cryptocurrency grows in popularity. Uses for an ENS domain. Today, ENS domains are most helpful for forwarding a fellow cryptocurrency user to your wallet to receive payments or NFTs. But those are not the only ones. Here's a quick rundown on how you can use an ENS domain. You can receive payments and NFTs. When someone using a compatible browser or a mobile extension enters an ENS domain, it can point to the owner's cryptocurrency wallet address for payments. You can host a website. Unlike traditional server-hosted websites, ENS website data stays on the blockchain. Using the new IPFS protocol, you can forward an ENS website to a .com or even host a blockchain-based website. In the middle of this article at cultofmoney.com, because it's kind of too hard to do on a podcast, you can see a step-by-step guide to how to actually set up and buy an ENS domain. Very helpful. Let's take a look at a quick rundown of the pros and cons of ENS domains. The pros first, and there are three of them. You can buy a domain name that works with blockchain technology. Own a website address as an NFT. Simplify your address for receiving digital currency transactions. And some of the cons, it doesn't work with all web browsers. It's kind of complex to set up for certain uses. And gas fees make purchases and updates expensive. Ethereum. It gives you gas. And thanks so much for stopping by today to the Cult of Money podcast. If you want to find out more, you can dig really deep into setting up and buying an ETH website address at cultofmoney.com. Just copy and paste the title of this podcast into the search bar and you'll find this article. Lots of helpful tips and tricks too. You can also follow us on social media. We are everywhere. Just search for Cult of Money. Thanks again for stopping by, and we will talk to you again real soon.